If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
This is Shadow Realm.
Previously on Shadow Realm.
Oh my god, the parade! I lost track of the elephants, and now they're gone! How am I gonna find Mahabali now?
The parade ends when the crowd gets to the backwaters!
Wait, Kamal, did you say backwaters? Is that where we are?
The sunlight was breaking through a hole in the stormy clouds, directing me through the coconut trees towards a stunning double rainbow. I'd seen these before, and I knew they signified an earth-to-heaven connection. Pa called them the fingers of God. I knew at that point that I must be close to my destination. So I followed the babbling brook, conscious of all the lotus flowers growing near its grassy banks. And then I saw her, a slender woman with long dark hair, standing exactly where she'd stood the last time I was here. She was facing the eastern shore of the stream, hands folded in prayer. It was undeniably the medicine woman, Ma's true self. She turned to me as I approached, her eyes still closed.
My son, you're back.
How did you know I was here? How did you know it was me?
When a soul companion enters the realm of your consciousness, you can communicate in ways beyond the ordinary senses. Isn't that how you found your way to these rainbows?
Maybe. Or maybe it was just a driving urge to see you again.
That makes me happy, my child.
Ma's true self smiled, then lifted a golden sieve attached to the end of her sari, offering it towards the sunlight. I knew she was creating a spell, calling up whatever cosmic means she had at her disposal. Leaving the sieve suspended in midair, she clapped her hands three times and then swayed like a dancer. This unleashed a shower of energy drops, leaving a streak of lavender in the sunshine. Conjuring spells from the energy of rainbows?
With the suffering that exists through space and time, the call for deep medicine is steady and everlasting. But it is not your reason for following the path of the rainbows today.
No, it isn't. My search is for something else. I'm looking for Mahabali. I wanted to follow Hanuman, but I couldn't reach him. Or Parshuram. The only immortal that I could reach was Mahabali. I felt that I should go after him.
That's impressive, Arya. You finally found your way through streams of consciousness in a way that impacts the energy of others.
But I still don't know why. The Rishiji advised me to pick my anarchist, and I thought that was Parshuram.
To say that Parshuram is an anarchist is a very bold statement, Arya.
Well, it was more about Parshuram as an angry incarnation of Vishnu.
Anger, as you behold it, is a function of your perception at a given moment in time. Perhaps what you see as anger another might see as a different emotion.
Are you saying that Parshuram isn't angry?
And perhaps not an anarchist.
So I read him wrong then.
Or perhaps anarchy as you define it can be interpreted differently somewhere else in time.
What do you mean? Is that why I couldn't access him?
There's a time and a place for everything, Arya, in this life or in other lifetimes. The Council of Immortals is a window to the pressing needs of an Arya at a given moment in time. Think back to the wisdom of the Rishiji's words. The way to access the wisdom of an immortal is through the attribute they stand for. That attribute is what you need to discover at the very moment you arrive as a spectator to the Council.
So then, I was correct to follow Mahabali. He was the only one I could access.
You're not incorrect in your pursuit, Arya. But remember, your pursuit is your own. The journey must be deciphered only by yourself. If there's a reason you can access the immortal, it's because of a particular attribute.
Then why couldn't I pursue Hanuman? It's not like I haven't reached him before.
And perhaps that's the reason why. Do you need to discover his attributes again?
Probably not. Loyalty is something I already know and abide by. Even now, it kills me that I couldn't take care of Ta. But I'm not sure what to do next or even where to go. I think that's why I came here, to ask you what I need to learn about Mahabali and how to actually find him.
As for your first question, my son, is it Mahabali or the Mahabali story that you seek answers to? And as for your second question, you can only find the answer once you have answered the first.
So that's it? That's all you have to say? I came here in search of the answer, only to have you throw more questions in my face?
It's only you who can arrive at the answers, Arya. The only help I can give you is guidance. You must arrive at these answers on your own, with reassurance, of course, that you're on the right path. When you find that you're in need of discovering an attribute, there's nothing that can separate you from the immortal who embodies it. All you need to do is cross the time-space to get there.
Well, I managed to find the Onam Festival, but I couldn't find what I was looking for. I got distracted by the elephants and snake boats. But like, who wouldn't? Maybe that wasn't where I was supposed to look.
Or maybe it was. But you exited Onam before you had a chance to look further. Your new friend Kamal, might he be a clue to your quest?
As usual, Ma had a way of pointing me in a direction without giving me specific answers. A strange emotion whirled inside of me. Something that combined a deep love for my mother and something that expressed anguish at her absence from my life. It whirled inside of me like a cyclone, causing a dull ache that was somewhere in between happiness and pain.
But there's one thing, Arya, that I must share while you're here. Though you can come back to these parts at any time, you might find as you traverse certain stages of your journey that you will not find me, or at least not in the form you expect.
What do you mean, Ma? Didn't you say I could always come back here and that you'd always be with me?
I did, and I am. And let nothing change that. But presence is not always a physical thing. Remember, when we exist as our true self, we do so in a certain realm. And the level of consciousness in a certain plane of existence may not be a plane where my true self can exist.
And my true self?
Perhaps your true self will also be challenged. That part remains to be seen. However, you shall receive some level of protection based upon the attributes you've already acquired. And the fact is that your protectors shall be with you as long as you vibrate on a higher stream of consciousness. Ultimately, only you are in control of your true self.
Wait a minute. Why are you saying all this? Are you aware of something that I don't know? Something about the next stage of my journey?
Only this. Mahabali does not remain on the earthly plane for longer than the Onam Festival, which is already nearing its final days. Following him may lead you to a different plane of existence.
To Patal Lok.
yes. But you must remember that the Netherworld is but a lower realm. To move beyond the state of consciousness, a journeyman must be a yogi who actively clears the Patal Chakra of the energy of illusion. If they don't, they could lose themselves entirely and be drawn off the path that will lead them to their true self.
She reached down and plucked a white and pink lotus flower from the stream, caressed its petals, and then handed it to me.
I want you to keep this with you at all times. Use it as a tool to understand the difference between truth and illusion. I have powered it with a truth spell, a magic healing spell conjured from rainbow energy. It can answer a question about truths and illusions when you meditate upon it. When the petals are open, they reveal the truth. When they are closed, what you face is an illusion or a dream. So if you find yourself in a situation where you cannot make sense of anything, use this to try and see clearly and remember your purpose and your path.
So if I descend to Patal Lok, I may lose my way if I don't continue to vibrate at my highest frequency?
Like I said, it will be a challenge, but it will be up to you to cultivate it. Unlocking the lower chakras can only be done through empathy and understanding. To reach these emotions, you must vibrate at higher levels.
So no matter what plane I travel to, I need to vibrate high enough for myself, but also low enough to connect with the people that I meet? How does that work?
Life is filled with duality, Arya. There comes a time when your role is not simply to achieve your own objectives. That's part one, perhaps. But your role might be to play a greater role in society at large. Isn't that what you're facing? Think back to why you came here in the first place. Think back to the threats sent to Sara. And as you dissect those thoughts, know that you must achieve your immediate answers first.
So I need to get back to my pursuit of Mahabali, to figure out his story and the role I need to play.
Ayushman Bhava, my son. It's time to go back to Kamal to find the answers to your first set of questions. Make that your primary focus. It's the only way you will find what you need. Somewhere in time.
Somewhere in time. Those words again. This was all so surreal, yet weirdly familiar. I felt more empowered as I strode back through the coconut trees towards the Onam festival, thinking about the lotus flower now safely in my hoodie pocket. Did it frighten me or give me assurance? I wasn't sure. I couldn't tell. But time would tell. This I was sure of.
Next time on Shadow Realm.
Kamal, that's crazy. How can someone suddenly change the story of such an important holiday? Just because what, it doesn't appeal to their fundamentalist ideals?
Not just that, it would offend all the people of Kerala and endanger minority people like us.
Spoken Layer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.